are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
with one of the most eccentric, crazy, and talented drummers in the world of music that luckily has blended into the jazz world. That was English drummer Ginger Baker from Lewisham, South London, with his trio on the 1999 song Dangle the Carrot off his Coward of the County album. And it's a smokin' cool jazz listen. Ginger is world-renowned for his work with the rock band Cream and has been around quite a bit in other genres of music, like jazz, world music, and others. He has used heavily that vibe of African influences in his music approach. As Ginger started out, his drumming attracted the attention for its flamboyance, showmanship, and the use of two bass drums instead of the conventional single bass drum. Even though he's known quite well as rock's first superstar drummer, he personally prefers to be called a jazz drummer. His influence on generations of current and upcoming drummers is massive and well known. He has been dubbed the most influential percussionist of the 60s, and virtually every drummer of heavy metal has followed him since they sought to emulate some aspects of his playing. Ginger loves many things, and the sport of polo in South Africa is top on his list next to drumming. If you want to really get a glimpse into the mind of Ginger, catch the 2012 documentary on him called Beware of Mr. Baker. And Ginger is somebody that you will never forget, and he can play those drums. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from that crazy little American home of jazz, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready to fill your coffee mug or shot glass with pure, undistilled jazz. And to keep things moving around here on the show, here's our friend Herman Mahari with his band Diverse off their 2014 Tasty album called Our Journey with Barron's Blues. Recorded in Paris with a special guest, Logan Richardson, this album is a keeper. Dig it.
Herman Mahari. You are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was English jazz tenor saxophonist and famed jazz club owner Ronnie Scott with the tune Have Jazz Will Travel, and did he ever. From the town of Aldgate, East London, he began playing in small jazz clubs at the age of 16 and was among the earliest British musicians to be influenced in his playing by the great Charlie Yardbird Parker and other bebop musicians. Along with the music, he owned the famous Ronnie Scott's Jazz Club in Soho, London. It opened in 1959, and he acted as the club's genial master of ceremonies and was infamous for his repertoire of jokes and one-liners. In the very end, he suffered periods of depression, and while recovering slowly from surgery for tooth implants, he died at the age of 69 from an accidental overdose of barbiturates prescribed by his dentist. Our next act on this hour of Neon Jazz is the great trombonist Benny Green with his tune Taking My Time off the 2011 History of Jazz Volume 3 album.
Thank you.
That was vibraphonist and band leader Terry Gibbs with the tune Now's the Time. Over his career, Terry performed with Tommy Dorsey, Chubby Jackson, Buddy Rich, Woody Herman, Benny Goodman, Louie Belson, Charlie Shavers, Mel Torme, Buddy DeFranco, and many others. He also worked in the film and TV studios out there in L.A. From 1951 to 2006, Terry laid out an extensive mark of jazz albums to leave this world happy. From Terry, we go into the Esquire 5, straight out of Britain, with their take on bebop with the song Boppin' at the Esquire.
This is Neon Jazz. We'll be right back.
That was trumpeter and composer Liam Sillery with the 2008 song Prana off the album called Outskirts. Baptized in music at an early age, he has always felt fortunate to have been surrounded by fine teachers and musicians through the years. Tops on that list, during his undergraduate studies at the University of South Florida, he was learning under tenor saxophonist Joe Henderson. From there, he went on to entertain thousands upon thousands of jazz fans throughout the years with the Sound Foundation and playing that jazz. This next song, called Sunny, is an attractive listen. From the Peter Blair Quintet, this is off the 2010 LP Afternoon in the Congo. Thank you.
is E.E. Pointer with the River Cow Orchestra from Kansas City, Missouri. You are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was Boston native and alto saxophonist Charlie Mariano with the 1956 song Green Walls. He was the son of Italian immigrants and used his jazz gifts wisely. He played with one of the Stan Kenton big bands, Toshiko Akiyoshi, which was his wife at the time, Charlie Mingus, the United Jazz and Rock Ensemble, and many other notable bands and musicians over time. Mariano had six daughters, including soul jazz singer Monday Michiru, and that love of all that jazz is going very strong through his lineage to this day. Here's another good friend of the show here on this Hour of Jazz Licks. Off his latest release in 2013, here's the band Dojo featuring talented KC jazz guitarist Brian Baguette with the tune Road Trip in Times Like This.
Thank you. with it. Whenever I'm in Kansas City, I love listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino, and I hope you do too.
Oh,
That was Canadian jazz tenor, alto and soprano saxophonist, a clarinetist and flautist, along with being an educator, Pat LaBarbera, with the 1976 song Pass It On. The New York native really got his jazz chops from gigging with Buddy Rich bands from 1967 to 73. And it is that time where we unveil our final act of the show, and again, it's a local friend of the program. Led on the horns by the cool, wise, and talented E.E. Pointer, along with Brent Bowman on sax, Greg Field on drums, Don McCarter on guitar, and Ryan Jones on the bass. Here's one of the most original bands going these days, the River Cow Orchestra, or more aptly called 21st Century Chill Jazz, baby. And with that, we gotta get out of here. Thanks to you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man with 21st century Zen style, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher. Like what you heard? You can let us know. Drop us a line. You can email us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Jazz.